League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hang in there, it is.
That's Smiley Kaufman for 61. Wow.
I'm Smiley Kaufman, and this is The Smiley Show.
What's up, y'all? We are coming off the first day of the Open Championship, and it was an eventful day in a lot of different fronts. We had, an interesting leaderboard, some guys who maybe we thought were going to play well and didn't, and, some guys who were kind of interesting names to see at the top of the leaderboard. And so, Smiley, you were out there on the course the entire day. I think the place to perhaps start is the course itself, Royal Liverpool. I mean, a lot of people talked on the way in about, the weather that was kind of leading up, a lot of rain softened the course up. So taking all that into account, what did you see from the course today? And do you think that some players are going to regret a missed opportunity to kind of go lower today, given the conditions we had and given that it might be a little bit tougher heading into the weekend?
I mean, dude, the golf course was hard today. There wasn't any gimmies out there the entire day, maybe the fourth hole, but dude, it was so hard. I mean, every single hole location, I think they used a ton of their most difficult hole locations today, I think because of the weather forecast. I was thinking it was going to be something around a 7-8 under out there today, and boy, was I wrong. It just seemed like all day, I think the cooler breeze surprised me at how much more difficult it made the golf course play. There's so many crosswinds out there, and it just is so difficult to hold a crosswind in a 15-mile-an-hour heavy breeze. It's totally different than what the guys experienced back in the States, a 10 to 15-mile-an-hour wind in the States, especially on a warm day. Maybe easier to hold a shot, but in links golf, all sitting there on the ocean, it's a very heavy wind to try to hold shots. And I saw it all day. The guys were struggling with it, but really I think the story of the golf course throughout this week is going to be the pot bunkers. And I think hardly all day, I would say if you threw 10 balls in a pot bunker that I saw, I would have said maybe 2 out of 10 were in a good spot. The other 8 were absolutely screwed. And I saw Tony Finau get a putter out today in the pot bunker on the fifth hole, and he didn't miss a shot. And a guy like Tony Finau, I watched him play today, and man, I didn't think he missed a shot hardly all day. And that's just how difficult it was playing. There was only 3 birdies in their group through the first like 12 holes. It just, the golf course, I think, people thought it was going to play really simple based on the scores from when Tiger Woods won and when Rory McIlroy won around 16 to 18 under. Man, it could get there, but I doubt it with the weather forecast and what I saw today.
We probably shouldn't go much further without me offering an apology for my audio quality on this end. I am on the verge of playing Thursday night men's league at Hope Valley with my buddy Rob Ressler.
Let's go.
Just really excited. We threw some new shafts in the Strixon irons and absolutely striping them right now. So fired up about that.
Already tweaking it.
Already tweaking. I mean, listen, you know me, man. The only constant is change. Big time tinkerer. So with that said, I mean, listen, the reason why you're getting bad audio quality is because we're about to play more golf. I think that's understandable. To get back to the course real quick, Smiley, your impressions of 17, 18, because that to me was like, it just looked brutal. I mean, 17 was the one everyone thought was going to be difficult, but watching that McIlroy Rahm group come in and both those guys having to chip out sideways off a bunker. I mean, I thought it was amazing that Rory he tried to go out, he got stuck in, and then his fourth shot with one leg leaning up on the side of the bunker was just unbelievable. So, I mean, you just noted it there with the bunkers. I mean, do you think that this tournament's going to come down to a ton of drama on Sunday at 17, 18, which would be amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think tomorrow on 18, you're going to see a lot of guys continue to drive it left there to not challenge the out of bounds. But as the weekend goes on, I think you're going to see more drivers and guys trying to push it up there as far as they can with the cut not in question, maybe playing a little bit more aggressive, trying to win the golf tournament per se. But yeah, man, it seemed like where the hole location at least was today on 17, guys were kind of wearing out the left side of the green today. You know, it's all going to be about wind on that hole. The hole's not hard if there's no wind. And if there is gusty winds that I don't know if we're going to get, the forecast has kind of been a little unpredictable to this point, to be honest. Sunday, they don't even know what it's going to say. It just said, Mike Tirico came on in our close and said, the weatherman has no clue. So I've never heard or seen that 3 days out. They just have no clue what the weather's going to do. But yeah, that I assume that means wind and rain. So you're going to see me out there just really enjoying myself.
Have you packed for this? Like, are you adequately prepared? Okay, good. Okay.
I brought golf shoes to wear out there, like when it rains, just for some of my tennis shoes just don't get sopping wet. So I'm probably going to be wearing golf shoes the rest of the time. But real quick on 18, I just mentioned 17. The second shot there, man, is visually the most horrifying thing in the world.
It looks wild.
Yeah, the first shot too, but the second shot is horrifying. And I was sitting there talking to Max Homa and Colin Morikawa. We're waiting for Rory's group to finish up on 18. We're all just kind of chit-chatting, and I asked, the in course out of bounds came up because the group behind them, I think it was Phil that hit it out of bounds on 18. And I just was like, man, what do y'all think about that? I probably shouldn't have said that because, you know, they're about to deal with it on their second shot. They still hadn't hit. And Colin's like, oh, I hate it, man. Like, and the reason why he said that is because the third hole, he hit it in the left rough and didn't think anything was going to happen from the, like, his lie. And the third hole, the out of bounds is the same deal. It goes right up closer on the green where that hole location was today on the right side of the green. He said he hit the shot and he said it not only was it not close to staying in bounds, he said it needed to hit somebody in the head very hard to come back in bounds. So his opinion is like, yeah, I'm not a fan, but it's just visually so odd because it almost would be easier if it was like a hazard. You know what I mean? If water hazard, that it would just give you something visually. It's just, you don't really know where it kind of, how far it stretches out to the right on that second shot on 18 by the green. So you're just wondering, man, how much room do I got? And I saw very few guys try to squeeze it on the front right part of that green. Saw bunches of people end up in those front left bunkers because it was really difficult to get them past those bunkers because it was like 280 for the guys. So it was very, very difficult hole.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of tough to wrap my head around what this golf course is going to be. I mean, obviously you've seen it in the years leading up, but they made the changes, of course, and modernized it in certain ways. And just watching it today, it was full of so many quirks that I could definitely see how some people would dislike those quirks. But at the same time, I think as someone who's hoping to have drama in a tournament, it's really going to set up nicely for that heading into the weekend. So just got to hit a couple at the top of the leaderboard real quick. I mean, Christo Lamprecht, I mean, amazing effort from the South African who is, I believe, a rising senior at Georgia Tech. The hometown favorite, the Tommy lad, Tommy Fleetwood, at 5 under, you know, shooting a 66 in front of the hometown crowd. Really, really cool to see on the first day. And then your buddy, Emiliano Grillo, who made a 2 on 17, finishes a 5 under right up there. Those are our co-leaders after Thursday. I wanted to move to a name you just mentioned, a guy who you were walking with, who, thank goodness, you saw that one swing at the Scottish Open that just inspired you to say, I think Max Homa is going to have a good chance this week, because I went out and I played him in my one and done pools. I played him in DFS and he had a great day.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Shot a nice little 68, 3 under. You walked with him a little bit. First of all, great call. Second of all, what did you see from him today? I mean, I assume you're on the same page of thinking like he looks like he can really contend and maybe win his first major.
No, yeah, absolutely. His game plan was very conservative and hit a lot of three woods off tees, keeping it short of the bunkers. And What I also saw with his three wood, he was able to turn it over a little bit. And with the crosswinds that you're going to experience out there, especially the left or right ones on the back nine, you know, that's a tricky win for a guy that hit, you know, would like to hit a cut. So it's nice to see that he's got that shot in the bag this week. His body language was great out there. He was really relaxed, cool, calm, collected, the whole deal. You know, at the Masters this year, watching him, he just looks so uptight. And out at the Open today, just sitting there, you know, him and I had, you know, I followed him for probably five or six holes, and we had a bunch of conversations walking down the fairway. He was super relaxed, telling stories, having a good time. And I really think he's going to be there alongside Tommy Fleetwood. Just that's the style of player this golf course kind of lends itself to, is the guy who keeps it out of the pod bunkers off of the tee and then leans on their iron game. And Max Homa is one of the best iron players out there. So Max Homa is going to be a guy, I think, I think he's going to be right there at the end, man.
The last question I want to ask you is to wrap up today. I really just want to ask this to you on a human level, not even really a golf level, because just watching Justin Thomas finish up today and just seeing his expression on the 18th green, I think if you're a human who has any element of compassion, you know, that's a painful thing to watch. I can say from my own personal perspective, you know, I've dealt with professional frustration in my life and feeling like I'm trying as hard as I can and doing everything I can to have a breakthrough and make something work. And it just isn't happening for whatever reason. And you can just kind of see him wearing that expression on his face. So what I want to ask you on a human level is, you've been through some tough times in your golf game, you know, shooting scores that you felt like you were close and, you know, maybe it was for whatever reason, just wasn't working out. And so what in those moments did you need from a personal level, from the support around you? And I'd even extend that to the people who are watching the game and taking it in, their fans. You know, what is it that do you think that you would need in those situations and that JT might need in this moment on a human level?
Yeah, just remember how good you are. You know, you seem so far away, you know, when you're playing poorly and just not shooting the scores. And you seem to be, it's hard to get away from the game because all you want to do is prove people wrong and just get back to the way you know how to play. And JT's going to do that. What I saw today out there, I got to follow his group. I saw a lot of really good shots. And I think the advice that I was given and kind of when I was going through my struggles was just try to remember all the really good stuff you do and just use that to build on the next day and just continue, you know, to put day after day, and eventually you're going to get through it. We've seen Ricky get through it, Jordan get through it. I didn't get through it necessarily at a professional level, but I feel like I'm in a very comfortable place in the game of golf. It just takes time and just belief. And I know JT, like you said, you know, it's never easy, but he's going to keep fighting.
I think that's well said, and just something to remember. You know, this is a human being who's playing golf. Just because we watch him on TV doesn't mean that he isn't someone who can go through the same sorts of things that we're all going through. So
hold on. I wish y'all can all see this right now. Charlie's got two straps on his bag right now. Like, he is heading to men's league. This guy is jonesing, heading out of the locker room. I hear literally the Chicago Bulls.
Did you hear this?
I hear and now starting for the Chicago Bulls. I hear it all in my head. And there he goes.
All right. So here we go. It's game time. I'm hopping in the cart here. This is really appropriate because Smiley, your own network does a lot of walk and talks and you do a lot of, you know, coverage. So I think this is the first reverse walk and talk where the interviewer is talking to the subject while the subject's in the studio and I'm in the car. But I got my guy Rob Bresser right here. We got a big pivotal match this week. It's crunch time men's league season. So we need to go
match
out.
We're playing.
It's a match, 9-hole match. You get a point for a 1-hole, a half point for a tied hole, and no points for a lost hole. We unfortunately didn't play well the first half of the season, so we were put in the loser's bracket, which only two teams come out of to make the playoffs. But I'm feeling good about tonight. I'm feeling a real 8-2 win coming on here. So we just need to get it done. Hello, Will Batch. How are we doing, buddy? All right.
This guy's shaking hands and kissing babies. I'm going to be the host and sign us off. Charlie, go have a good round, my man. Go make some birds and do your thing. And make sure to not give them any putts and make them putt it all out.
Yeah, Smiley, no mercy at this part of the season. We are not giving any putts. So that's it. That's a wrap for day one of the journal. We'll have a full report on not only the second day of the Open Championship, but how our men's league match went when we return tomorrow for day two of the journal. So we will talk to you then.
Go hit them straight, brother.
The Smiley Show is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.